You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye. And once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, your channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Ramon Lovato. He is the general manager at Fresh Pure Waters, a bulk water company based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that saves over 100 million plastic bottles yearly. Fresh Pure Waters can be found in natural food stores and co-ops nationwide and offers alkaline, reverse osmosis, and deionized waters. And Mr. Lovato, thanks for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you so much, Eric, and thank you very much for inviting us on today.
You're welcome and our pleasure. Looking forward to learning all about Fresh Pure Waters. So tell us, for starters and kicking things off here today, what is the green vision of Fresh Pure Waters and how do you carry that out?
Well, at Fresh Pure Waters, what we do is we manufacture and we install bulk water purification systems for natural food stores around the United States, and in Canada, I should add. We build a system that connects to the local city water, and we progressively, through a series of different treatment options, we progressively take everything out of it that isn't water. And we're able to deliver that water to a consumer who comes into the store with their own container and fills up their bottle and pays for that at the register. We're able to do that both here in New Mexico and across the United States and a little bit in Canada right now. The whole point of what we do is really about reducing single-use plastic. We're based here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're in the desert. It's really quite beautiful here, as people have heard. I'm here to attest to that. And what we saw over and over again was the growth of the bottled water industry. 20 ounce, 16 ounce, even 4 and 5 ounce different types of water being delivered. And what happens? People drink the water and they then throw the bottle out. Unfortunately, they're not even recycled very often. Only about 10% of the bottles, the recyclable plastic bottles in the United States are actually being recycled. So our primary goal is to reduce the use or the cost of single-use plastic in the environment. And, we do that by providing a fresh, reasonably priced, super high quality water, bottled water quality water, in fact, at a reasonable price. And by reasonable, we're able to deliver that water at as much as a 70% discount to the bottle.
Well, I think it's awesome what you're doing and certainly appreciate this update and news here. And I'm sure you're having a great effect within the community and very likely nationally as well, having an impact in that regard. Now, why is Fresh Pure Waters better for health than bottled or tap water?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that we don't make any claims, any medical claims about the water. We certainly rely on research. We can tell you things that science has proven. However, there's a lot of science that isn't proven. And, we're not in the business of healing people, so to speak. Why is Fresh Pure Waters healthier or perhaps preferable to city water or tap water? Very simply because we work very hard in order to try to get our water back to the place, the way water intended it. Water, as you probably know, the oceans evaporate. The water condenses in the sky and becomes a gas. It rises up into the sky, it condenses and becomes rain. And that rain is extremely, extremely pure water. Then the water rains down onto the planet, hits the earth, and begins absorbing everything that it touches. So our goal is to achieve water that is closer to the way Mother Nature intended it. And we do that by sending the water through a series of treatment options that progressively are taking everything out. I think that, you know, in here in the United States and across the planet, I think that there are a lot of waters that have a lot of things in them. The impact of development on the water table, on municipalities, has been tremendous. You know, we are agriculturalists, you know, we're farmers. And unfortunately, many times we use chemicals that might not be that healthy for us in order to increase production. And so what happens is that those chemicals in our food chain, they get picked up by the water. They wind up, everything that we make winds up at some point or another in the water. And so what we do is we're in the business of taking things out of the water. We take out all the chemicals like chlorine and fluoride. We take out pharmaceuticals, radiologicals, microbiological activity, heavy metals like lead and iron. You know, everything that isn't water is what we are in the business of removing. And, you know, all of these things, any one of them, okay, at any one time, is not really going to be a problem. You know, nobody dies from drinking a single glass of water. However, over time, we know that science has proven that over time, if we take in enough of a given toxin, shall we say, or a given contaminant, that we might develop illnesses. And so we're in the business of removing those and therefore making the water as safe to drink as we can, while at the same time making it delicious and delivering it at a very reasonable price.
Certainly appreciate the thorough coverage on that. That is most helpful. Now, how many single-use plastic bottles do you save per year, and do you save resources in other ways as well?
Absolutely. It's a great question. You know, we're very proud of the fact that we reduce well over 100 million. We prevent well over 100 million single-use plastic bottles from entering the waste stream every single year. And I'm talking about those 1 liter bottles, liter and a half, 20 ounce bottles, as well as 1 gallon and 2 gallon and 5 gallon bottles. So it's a pretty significant impact. If you were to go into a typical large natural food store, say like a Whole Foods Market, which is one of our customers, we can fill an entire Whole Foods Market from the top to the bottom, left to right, front and back, 3 times with the number of empty jugs that we prevent from entering the waste stream. So we are very proud of that, of the impact that we have. Now, beyond reducing the amount of plastic, we also reuse and recycle a lot of our equipment. You know, we're based in the desert, and the desert is pristine. It's a pristine environment that winds up getting clogged. So, you know, we spend a lot of our resources in recovering equipment, reworking it, and bringing it back into service again. That does 2 things. It ensures that the metal parts, you might say, that we're using don't wind up in the waste stream as quickly. And secondly, it helps reduce our costs to some degree. Now, we spend a lot of money on recycling, reusing. But again, we believe that in the long run, that it's better for the planet and it's better for the environment.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you're certainly making a great impact there in your community, and we're appreciative of that. And we're speaking with Mr. Ramon Lovato. He is the general manager at Fresh Pure Waters, a bulk water company based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that saves over 100 million plastic bottles yearly. Fresh Pure Waters can be found in natural food stores and co-ops nationwide and offers alkaline, reverse osmosis, and deionized waters. And he's joined us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, speaking of the water, what types of water do you make and why?
That's great. Yes, we offer 3 different types of water. We offer reverse osmosis purified water, which would be, I would say, it's the most common form of what they call drinking water. It is the most commonly vended or bulk water, most commonly used bulk water. And in that water, we take city water, run it through a series of treatments, and deliver a water that has had all of the contaminants, all of the heavy metals, all of those things that aren't water removed. In reverse osmosis, it is not absolute. It does leave somewhere in the 2% to 5%, 6% in our case, levels of the trace minerals that were in the water originally. So there is a hint of mineral in that. It is not quite as pure as distilled water. That is the most common drinking water sold in America, and you will find that style or that type of water in virtually all the water dispensing systems out in the United States, and the bulk water dispensing systems, as well as in the bottled water. Your big brands, Dasani, Aquafina, you know, the Coke and Pepsi brands, those are all waters that are made through reverse osmosis. So then we move on to we make a deionized water, and what that is, it is our reverse osmosis water through one more process, which removes or polishes out that last remaining 2 to 5, 6% that's left in the water of the mineral. So our deionized water is comparable to a distilled water in every way. The only real difference is in the way that the water is made. You may know that distillation is an extremely energy-intensive process, and we remove all of that energy cost by first running the water through reverse osmosis and then deionizing it. That water is great for special diets. People with compromised immune systems might want that water because there's nothing in it to create a load for the body. Again, it's comparable to distilled water. And then finally, our newest product and our most exciting product is our high pH alkaline water. And our alkaline water is, once again, the reverse osmosis water with minerals added back to it that cause the water to raise its pH and its alkalinity. And again, that water is something that all three waters are something that is generally available in a bottle. However, they're usually our waters are typically about 70% less expensive than water in a bottle. And it's fresher. We make the water right there on site. So when a customer comes into the store and fills up their jug, they can be assured that the water that they're buying is ours from having been purified, as opposed to sitting in a cheap plastic bottle for weeks and even months at a time.
Yeah, good point made right there, and really well explained, and a bonus bit of information on the part about water just sitting around. Certainly some good information right there. Now, looking at sustainability, tell us what measures can businesses take to be more sustainable from the ground up?
Oh, you know, I think that there's plenty of opportunity in every organization to do a better job. We do that. You know, we're always looking at different ways to make ourselves more sustainable. You know, I think it starts with, you know, it really starts with the leadership of the company making a commitment to sustainability. I think that that's critical in the development of a good sustainability program at any company. Once you've got that commitment, you can start with little things. You know, when we first started, aside from making the water, we decided that we would recycle cardboard. And as it happens, one of our principals is one of the largest cardboard recyclers in all of Santa Fe. We got plastic boxes. Cardboard boxes. And those cardboard boxes would typically be thrown into the dump. And instead, we collect them, we use them. But other little things, you know, we compost. We have in our kitchen, we take our food scraps and make sure that they don't enter the waste stream either. We try to put them into compost. Somebody collects that compost, and we might be feeding their chickens, or we might be feeding their ducks, or possibly feeding their gardens. People are feeding their gardens with our compost. Other things that people can do, we try to encourage our staff to look at every aspect of our business. And whenever someone has an idea of how we might do it better, more sustainably, we look at that really hard. And if it makes good business sense and good environmental sense, then it's something that we'll do. Supporting the staff is key. In many companies, in most companies, it's usually some of the staff, the employees that are many times the drivers of sustainability initiatives. And, you know, again, it starts with leadership. It starts with good leadership.
Yeah, when it comes to sustainability, leadership is very important, and that is a great point that you made right there and appreciated. Now, choosing to create an environmentally ethical business can also seem impossible due to the higher cost of reusable elements. How did Fresh Pure create a profitable business while not sacrificing your commitment to the environment?
Well, I think that, you know, the commitment, there's no doubt that our operating costs are higher than, say, some of our competitors because we are working so hard to rework equipment as opposed to simply buying something new off the shelf. However, we also see that the long-term impact is that our equipment lasts longer, we're taking better care of it, and the consumer understands what we do, and therefore I believe that they you know, we are addressing a, I was going to say a want, but really it's a requirement these days from the consumer that companies be more sustainable. More and more in our marketing research, we see and we hear that our customers want sustainable options, value propositions. They want us to ensure that whatever we're doing has a positive environmental or social impact. And so really for the long-term viability of the company, I think that you have to be sustainable these days. I don't think that there's an option anymore. And, you know, certainly in our case, it seems to be proving itself out. We've been around since 1991. I've been employed here since 1994. I've been here for 26 years. And I can say, you know, that I feel very proud that, A, we produce some of the best water sold in the United States, and, B, that we've had a positive environmental and social impact on our communities.
It certainly does say a lot when you've been with the company 26 years. For me personally, that speaks loud and clear of what you're about, and we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a tip, or anything else you'd like to add along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, certainly, you know, water infrastructure throughout the United States is crumbling, and so we see that more and more people are going towards other options, bottled water options, purchasing systems of their own. All of these things, I would say, to me, are band-aids. Really, I think where the work needs to be done is at a legislative level. We need our politicians to make commitments, to bite the hard bullet of perhaps raising taxes in order to improve our water infrastructure. There's $1 trillion. We could spend $1 trillion and really have a tremendously positive impact on the quality of water delivered throughout the United States. Yes, okay, that one might say that threatens our business model, but you know what? I can find another job. I would feel much better if there were no need for what we do. However, there is, okay, and we feel that we deliver a great tasting, high quality, premium water at an extremely reasonable price. So whatever people can do to take responsibility, either through their legislators or on a personal level, we certainly want to encourage that.
Definitely a great way to conclude things here today. Ramon, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on Fresh Pure Waters and also how they could best be in touch. Where's the best place online to do so?
Freshpure.com is our website. We really like it. And we also are on Facebook and on Instagram if people want to look for us.
And that's quite simple enough, and of course, that makes it easier for folks to be in touch and be informed as well. Again, Mr. Lovato, all the best, and thanks for joining us on behalf of Fresh Pure Waters from Santa Fe, New Mexico today.
Eric, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Anytime, and you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Ramon Levanto, the general manager at Fresh Pure Waters, a bulk water company based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that saves over 100 million plastic bottles yearly. Fresh Pure Waters can be found in natural food stores and co-ops nationwide and offers alkaline, reverse osmosis, and deionized waters. And for all the details, visit freshpure.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.